USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Robert Mueller's testimony on Capitol Hill on Wednesday, House Minority Leader from California, Republican Kevin McCarthy, hopes it's all over.
I hope yesterday was a historic day. I hope the failure of what they saw, what they thought they would actually try, is the final chapter of this book that they have put us through the American public on this Mueller investigation.
Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate are split over supporting a budget deal that will raise the debt. The deal is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but on the Senate side, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, sounds like a no.
No, not likely.
Because
you don't have to be Euclid to understand the math here. We are Thelma and Louise headed toward the cliff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Now, the president did have a call with GOP leaders Thursday morning. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department says around 206,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That was down about 10,000 from the 216,000 the previous week. Most economists were expecting the latest number to come in a little higher than it did, at about 219,000. The biggest jump in claims in Texas, California, and Georgia. Biggest declines in Michigan, New Jersey, and Illinois. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon is rolling out the red carpet for new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility, and that's what it is, immense responsibility.
During the full honors ceremony outside the Pentagon today, President Trump praised the devotion, strength, and courage of the U.S. Armed Forces. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Costa Rican authorities are investigating another death from apparent methanol poisoning stemming from contaminated alcohol. The Ministry of Health says this is the 20th death linked to suspected alcohol contamination. They also confirmed that 41 people have been sickened by bad booze. A new study has followed thousands of Canadian teenagers for several years, tracking associations between screen time use and depression. Now, that study found that there was a rise in symptoms of depression that was associated with increased uses of social media and TV viewing. Now, as far as how much screen time is too much screen time, I had a chance to catch up with Professor Julie Miner. She's a professor of global and community health at George Mason University, and she reminds us that all screen time is not equal.
There are, if a kid is creating content versus just sort of passively consuming it, that's not the same thing. If my kid is Skyping with classmates on a group project, or they're all working together on a Google Doc, like, that's not the same thing as, like, mindlessly scrolling Instagram. So it's important that we get a sense of teasing out what's sort of recreational use versus what's required use or communicative work, or what's something that's a hobby, but a meaningful hobby. Like, maybe they're using it to learn how to play the ukulele, you know? To me, that's a good use of time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.